Welcome to MLB from CDA Baseball. I'm your host, James Morris. And today with me is Julianne. How are you doing today?
Good. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. Well, we're going to talk about the NL West today. The Dodgers are probably going to be the first place team. It's kind of controversial, but I did some grading.
I don't know what's controversial about it, but I do think they're going to be in first place.
Yeah. So, yeah, NL West, the Dodgers, I gave grading A+. Is that correct? Why or why not grading A+ at an F? Is that true, do you think?
Yeah, I think so. I think their opening day lineup is pretty hard to beat. I think where they're lacking is the outfield. They lost Beatty to the Padres, and they lost couple others, and so they're kind of short in the outfield, but I think they're gonna hit this year. I think that was kind of their downfall last year, is they had some injuries and Mookie Betts was injured for a while and they just weren't hitting from the beginning of the season. So I think we're looking pretty good. I think A+ is pretty fair.
All right. And so I gave the Dodgers A+. I gave the Padres an A-. With Fernando Tatis Jr. hurt, I did not want to give them A+. And then with the relief pitching, I didn't want to give them the A+ either. And then with how bad a record they had last year, I didn't even want to think an A for them last year. But yeah. What would you give the Padres as a grading? Totally opinionated on you. What would you give them?
I would lean more towards B+. I think, yeah. Too, with Tatis Jr. hurt, it's going to be rough for them because he carried them a lot last year.
Mm-hmm. And your rival, the Giants, I gave them B- just because this year their roster is just so, not good. They played really well last year. They do not have a good roster, but somehow they managed to make the playoffs last year.
No, shocking.
106 wins, I think it was, or something like that.
Yeah, because the Dodgers were right there, and we tied. I think they beat us by one win, and then because we won the wild card, we tied at 106 or 107 wins for the whole season.
Wow.
Yeah, that's crazy.
What would you grade the Giants? I gave them a B- just because I don't think their roster is going to prevail this year.
Yeah, it's hard to say. I mean, that's kind of what we thought last year, right? But then they still did well. I would rank them probably close to the Padres, actually. I think we underrated them last year and they did well. So I'd say B+ or A- somewhere in there.
Yeah. So Rockies, I gave them a C-. I'm almost leaning toward a C+ just because they got Chris Bryant now. And then Randall Grichuk from the Blue Jays. I like their pitching. It's young, and their relief pitching's young too. But what do you think about the Rockies? Could they surprise some teams? And what do you think about them?
Yeah, I think they could do all right. But they did lose Trevor Story, obviously. So It's hard to say where they're gonna go. I'm curious to hear your rating for the Diamondbacks, if you're going to place them above or below them.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm going to do records a little later, but I give the Diamondbacks a C- as well, just because of the last year. I mean, the Diamondbacks, I predicted the worst pitching MLB. I think their hitting can really help them. I mean, they had, I think it was right smack in the middle with the best average in baseballs last year. So hitting's not too much of a problem, I feel like, for them. But the pitching is their main problem. And that's what I think. What's your rating and why?
For Diamondbacks?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would put them a little below. I think I'd put the Rockies a little higher. But, You know, Diamondbacks have Bumgarner. They scored Melanson from the Padres, who is a great, great pitcher. So yeah. It's hard to say. I think I'd still place them below the Rockies, though. So maybe a C- for them. And I'd put the Rockies up at a B.
Okay. So now I'm into NL West. I'm going to write their records and in standings. So this is in order. So I rated the Dodgers first place being 96-66. I rated the Padres second place being 90-72. Rated the Giants third, 84-78. The Diamondbacks fourth being 78-84. And the Rockies last, 73-89. Do you disagree with some of those? Why or why not? And tell me what your thoughts are on each team and whatever you think about those.
I'd say that's pretty good estimate of how the season will go. I think that we could see a swap between Padres and Giants. I also, you know, the last 2 years, Dodgers have had a pretty slow start. And so my dad always says they won't be in first place till May, you know, a whole month. We won't be in first place. but I think I think the Dodgers will pull out in first place, but I think you could see a swap between Giants and Padres, depending on how they go, depending on how soon, how quickly Tatis comes back. I think Giants, or I mean, Rockies, Diamondbacks could go either way too, but I'd say that's pretty fair. I do think the Dodgers will break 100, and I think the Padres potentially could too.
I want to say the Padres are going to hit 100 wins. I really think their lineup is 100 win caliber team, but off of last year, what I think they won 79 games with pretty much the same roster as last
Crazy.
year.
Yeah.
So the Padres, I'm just trying to think. So you got, first base Eric Hosmer, third base Manny Machado, you got Joe Musgrove as pitching, you got Sean Manea now. Do you think,
Grisham and Cronenworth.
yeah, yep. Do you what do you think the Padres are looking? What's their goal on opening day? Just maybe for this month. What do you think they're heading into, and what do you think their goal is for this year?
I think their goal is to just stay strong because last year they had such a good start and it was Dodgers, Padres neck and neck. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, the Giants came out, in the lead and the Padres just kind of disappeared. And at the end of the season, you were like, what just happened? Where did the Padres go?
Yeah.
I think their goal is
And
going to
the
be to stay
Giants
stronger and
are
consistent this year.
okay, yeah. So what are your thoughts on Manny Machado? Because he's
Man,
a player.
you asked the wrong person because he used to be on the Dodgers. He didn't
Oh,
do great for us.
okay.
He's entertaining to watch, but when he was on the Dodgers, he just did not. He didn't hustle. He didn't run very fast. He kind of gave up on plays. So he kind of had that reputation for the Dodgers as being kind of selfish and not playing his heart out. So then he goes to the Padres and obviously has done very well, but. Yeah, not a fan, but I think he's a great player and I'm sure he'll do a lot this season and be a good asset for the Padres for sure.
Yeah, I can see him hitting 20 home runs, maybe batting 260. It's hard to see that, but I think he can.
Yeah.
But this is a Fernando Tatis Jr. I think he's a great hitter. He's fast. He can hit home runs. He's a great average. I think he came in second MVP last year, but he also had the second most errors in MLB with what, 20 something. What are your thoughts on Tatis Jr.? He might even play the outfield this year after he's hurt. What are your thoughts on him, and how do you think he'll look into 2022?
I kind of think he's similar to Bellinger because Bellinger will go, forever without hitting or make mistakes, but then he'll just come through in the clutch. And I think Tatis is kind of similar in that. And I think he's incredible because he came at Dodger Stadium last year, I think it was, or the year before he hit back-to-back nights, double home runs or something, some ridiculous stat he broke, and it was on the same night in history his dad hit a home run at Dodger State. Like, he's just phenomenal. And so I just think you can't, even with the errors, he's gonna contribute to the team in a positive way.
Yeah.
But yeah, the errors are pretty rough for them, and I'm sure that's part of, you can't win by hitting home runs. You gotta have that defense, and he's lacking. So I wouldn't be surprised if this year he really buckled down and made a bit bigger effort on
Yeah.
defense.
So, the Padres, they're probably gonna start. So I think every team is gonna start out slow hitting wise, just because I think this is a record low for the lowest or the least amount of spring training games.
Yeah.
But the Padres hitting last year was a struggle for the most part. Mostly it was the pitching. But do you think every team will start out hitting slow, or how do you think it will look like? A spring training is usually where you get your groove back, after having what, 3 months left of the off season, and then you're back in it. How do you think the hitting will look here in 2022?
I think it could be the same. I think it could be another slow start. I think if it weren't for the spring training being delayed, I think we would have seen a pretty normal season. But coming off the heels of last year, there were so many injuries, I think because the 2020 season was shortened. And so there were so many injuries last year. And so I think it could just be another slow start because of that spring training being cut off, which is such a bummer. I just want a normal season. That's all I really want. So
Yeah.
hopefully next year we'll get a real normal season, normal spring training and everything. But yeah, I think it's going to be a slow start again, and you might even see some random teams kind of pull ahead in the beginning because of that.
So what's not normal, I feel like, is the Diamondbacks. Kind of changing the subject back on standings, but I think the Diamondbacks, the only reason they're gonna be fourth place, I rated them 78 wins and 84 losses. I rated them fourth place just because their entire team is based on veterans besides Ketel Marte. Yeah. And I feel like that could go a long way. I feel like you can be good with veterans. Have the Dodgers ever gone through veterans based teams ever, and do they do well? Do you think Diamondbacks will do well with an older team?
Yeah, it's hard to say. You know, they can't base their whole team off the veterans, and so I think they're more, you know, building the long game, right? And using those veterans to build their young guys out. So I just don't see it going great for them or the Rockies, but I think the Rockies could surprise us.
Yeah, I think they could, yeah.
I think the Dodgers, though, have seen how, you know, that when the Dodgers brought on, I'm blanking on his name. The guy who just went back to the Cardinals.
Pujols,
you know, they brought him on because he's obviously Hall of Famer and had, as he said, some gas left in the tank. But the morale he provided for the team to teach, and there's something to be said about the veterans coming alongside the young guys, and player after player on the Dodgers just couldn't speak more highly of Pujols because of how much he helped them. Just little things he would comment or say, hey, tweak this, or hey, try this. And then they would come up to bat and they would hit a home run. It would just be crazy. And so I do think there's something for that, even for the Diamondbacks. If that's their strategy, then it could pay off for them.
Yeah. Are you a fan of Pujols? How did he do with the Dodgers? And do you think he'll do Cardinals?
I'm a huge fan. I think it's going to be a great year for him to finish out of the Cardinals. I don't know how the Cardinals would do, but I think for him personally, I think that's such a great ending for him. As he said, it's his last season. And so I think it'll be good for him to finish out there and just have one great final season. I think it would have been sad if he had ended last year just because he was cut from the Angels, and it just would have been a sad kind of ending. But I think it'll be great for him back at the Cardinals, and a great way for him to end his legacy.
Yeah. So what, 12 years with the Cardinals, maybe 4 years with the Angels. I feel like it's a little more than that. And then a year, half a year with the Dodgers, and then back to the Cardinals. I think that's a great way to end. And that's what the Diamondbacks thing are looking for, players like Pujols. They traded Eduardo Escobar. He was a good player. You got Ketel Marte. I'm pretty sure he's hurt. There was something about him that he could – I don't think he can make opening day roster, but Josh Rojas was decent. But let's talk about the Rockies. I rated them 73-89, being last place. I don't even know why I did it. I don't have that feeling. Chris Bryant – I think the only reason is probably because Chris Bryant, when you say those words, he's like, okay, Chris Bryant's an amazing player. But for one, he's never batted 300. Well, he might have batted maybe in his second year 300, but he's never hit, I think, more than 35 home runs. And he doesn't walk a ton. I mean, I think Chris Bryant's a great player. I think he will help the Rockies, but I don't think he's as good as a player as he's named to be. What are your thoughts on Chris Bryant? What are your thoughts on the Rockies? And do you think they can be solid this year? I think we kind of already talked about this, but
yeah, it's hard when you they have such good talent in a couple players, but then, you know, they can't carry the whole team. So
yeah,
I think it'll be interesting to see the influence Chris Bryant has. And Charlie Blackmon is a beast. I think he's amazing, and I'm really excited to see them go head to head in the opening series this week on Friday. So yeah, it'll be interesting to see what the Rockies do, and they're at Coors Field, you know, so that makes a big difference as far as how their hitting goes.
And do you think that the Dodgers are playing the Rockies in opening day, I believe, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And what are the lineups? Do you think? I mean, you're Dodgers fans, you're probably going to say the Dodgers are going to win, but what do you think that game is going to be? How about that matchup in the series? What do you think you're going to see from that?
Oh, I'm really hoping it's just home run derby, because first game back, everyone's finally happy, you know, so happy we have a season. They're in Colorado. So I think it could be a lot of home runs. I'm hoping. I'm hoping it'll be a good matchup. That'd and a couple good. Really good games. Yeah. Kind of coming out of the gate, proving themselves. I think the Dodgers feel like, you know, last year they had such a good team as well, and everyone thought, you know, they can't be beat. And then so many players didn't deliver, and then Mookie got hurt, and all these things happened that really set them back, you know, and they didn't get off to a great start. And so I think there's a lot of pressure this year for them to really show the talent that they have with Freeman now coming in. And so I think it's going to be a good series.
Yeah. What are your thoughts on Freeman? Do you think he'll be good? I mean, I think Freddie Freeman obviously is going to be a great add, but some people have their doubts just because, I don't know, Freeman's Freeman. I mean, he's always had good years, but he's getting old. But what do you think he's going to be?
I think it's going to be a good fit. I think the word on the street is, you know, that he didn't really like the Braves organization and how they did things, and he chose to come to LA. So I think it could be a good fit. You know, it says a lot when a player chooses to go somewhere potentially for less money. So I think that could make it a really good fit for him and for the team to know he chose them and wanted to be on the team. You know, I think the Dodgers have always had really good camaraderie and a really good friendship between most of the players. And so I think if he can fit into that, it's going to go really well for all of them.
Mm-hmm. How did Freeman do in spring training? Did he look good?
He looked really good. Yeah, he did great.
And the only thing I'm confused with, why did the Dodgers get Freddie Freeman? You got Max Muncy to cover you. Is he hurt or what's going on there?
He's not hurt. I think Max Muncy can shift around a little bit more. I don't know what the thought was because, yeah, Max Muncy is a great first baseman. And they kind of made that mistake last year because they brought in Trey Turner as a shortstop, but they already had Corey Seager as our shortstop. Obviously, we traded him, or he was a free agent after last season, but that really actually caused problems for us because we had now Trey Turner pushed to second, and he didn't do well at second last year. And so it could be a similar situation this year if Max Muncy gets pushed into another position and he's not great at it or he's not ready for it. It could not go very well for the Dodgers in that regard because that's what happened last year. Trey Turner made several errors. He wasn't used to playing second base, and so it really didn't play to our advantage. I mean, he's contributed hitting-wise, but he wasn't familiar with second base enough. So I don't know where Muncy's going to go. We do need outfield. Like I said, we only have three outfielders, so I could see Muncy going out there, shifting over to second maybe, but we'll have to see where they go, where they decide to play him.
Yeah. Mookie Betts is a player that I think he's good. For the Red Sox, he was okay. And then 1 year for the Dodgers, I believe he wasn't very good. But is Mookie Betts going to be good this year?
It's hard to say. I think what you're saying too, he's older. He's not super young. He's I think he has 8 years left or something, or maybe more. I can't remember if he did a 13 or 10 year contract, but he's got a long ways left to go. So it's just going to depend on how healthy he can stay. When he's healthy, he can hit real well. But yeah, he did have a rough year with us. But I could see him come back and getting healthy this year. If he can do that, I think he's going to be huge.
And your guy's manager, Dave Roberts, said if your pitching arm stays healthy, then you guys will win the World Series. Will your guys' arms stay healthy, and will you guys win the World Series?
Oh, I sure hope so. Those are bold claims. I'd rather he didn't say anything, but but I think so. I think, you know, our pitching is young enough. I mean, Julio Urias is really young. I think he's only 22 or 23. Wow. Bueller's pretty young. Obviously, Kershaw, he's the old one now, but he's still 33. So I'm hopeful that we can pull it together. And we do have potentially Dustin May coming back. He had Tommy John surgery last year. So we've got some young pitchers still that can carry us, and hopefully if we have any injuries, they can step in. So we'll see what happens. I'm hopeful for it. I think it's going to be a good year. Kershaw looked phenomenal in spring training, so I'm really excited for him to come back.
Walker Buehler is really young. Julio Urias is really young. Dustin May is on the younger side. Well, that young talent really could help you guys. But you guys got a player named Craig Kimbrell, the closer from the White Sox in a trade. Will that help your bullpen? We'll talk about a little more in detail just a little bit later, but what are your thoughts on Craig Kimbrell? Will he help you guys here?
I don't know. I'm hopeful, but his first outing was not great with us. I don't know if you caught the spring training game earlier this week. He came in and, I think he gave up back-to-back home runs and didn't do well, but you know, there's always some settling in. So I'm hopeful he'll contribute and be in that spot. You know, we lost Kenley Jansen, our closer, to the Braves. And so we needed that closer. And so now we have Craig Kimbrell, but we also have a couple others, Blake Treinen and a few other pitchers in the wings that can do a really, really great job as well. So I'm confident that at least if Craig Kimbrell can't get the job done, we have a few others that we could go to. I really like Blake Treinen as our closer. I think he's solid. He's shown himself in the really difficult situations with a lot of pressure that he can handle it. So I'm confident that if Craig Kimbrell can't deliver, that we can call on someone else.
And were you sad when you guys lost Joe Kelly? Was that expected?
Oh, man, I love Joe Kelly.
Yeah.
He's just so fun and so entertaining. So, yeah, it was a bummer when we lost him. You know, you always hope certain people come back, certain players come back, and you just know it's kind of part of the game. But Yeah, I'm sad to see him go, but he's a pitcher that I'm gonna watch no matter what, you know, no matter what team he's playing for. He's somebody I want to watch and always kind of see what he's doing, because he's great and he's entertaining, which I love that about baseball. I think there are some players who you just want to watch, and it's just fun to watch.
Yeah. So the AJ Pollock trade,
Oh
that whole
man.
trade, you traded AJ Pollock for Craig Kimbrell. Was that smart? I've heard different views. White Sox like it. Some Dodgers fans don't. Some Dodgers fans do. Some White Sox fans don't. What are your thoughts on that? Is that going to help you, or what do you think about it?
Well, Pollock was solid, a solid hitter, just made some really great plays in the outfield. So I was really disappointed when we lost him. But I do get, you know, we had Jansen for so long as our closer, and people love him and hate him. So Jansen, his stats, you look at them and you're like, wow, he's an amazing closer. But then there were just some huge moments that he blew it. And so a lot of Dodger fans didn't like him. So we needed somebody, I guess, is the point. I think Dave Roberts obviously didn't feel comfortable enough, confident enough in Blake Treinen and some of the other closers we have. And I think he knew that if we're going to really contend for a World Series this year, we need a solid closer. So he banked it all on Craig Kimbrell. So we'll see if that pays off for us. I think losing Pollock is a bummer, but he just came up the last 2 years. I think we got him from the Diamondbacks. So he's only been a part of the team for a couple years, which makes it a little easier to lose him, but he's always been great for us. So I'm sure I have no doubt he's going to do amazing on the White Sox.
Yeah, and the White Sox, though, I think the reason they got AJ Pollock was really smart, just because the White Sox needed it. They got Luis Robert in the outfield for the White Sox, and just boom, you had AJ
Yeah.
Pollock, and they're going to be pretty good. I think that I actually have my predictions. I mean, you're one day away from opening day, so I have to make my playoff predictions now. I have the
Carrot.
Dodgers, I have the Dodgers and the White Sox in the World Series. I've not
No,
decided who's
okay.
going to win yet, but could that be true? And I. What have you picked if you have predicted?
It could be, you know, I could see that. I do think I listened to your last podcast on the East, and I think the Mets have a great team. But I mean, Jansen, our closer, went to the Braves, and so I could see that paying off, even though they lost Freddie. You know, they still got a good team, so I don't know. I think I'm feeling the Mets if Scherzer can stay healthy, but you know, they got some old pitchers too, so it's just hard to say. But
Yeah.
I'm leaning towards the Mets.
Okay, so you think Mets, White Sox, is there any American League team that stands out?
Not off the top of my head. You know,
Yeah.
those are kind of the ones that keep coming up when I think about, you know, who could be there at the end. Obviously, the Rays have a pretty good team too. I know that they have some good talent, so it's hard to say. And even the Toronto Blue Jays, you know, they have a great
Yeah.
team. So there's some good talent out there, and it's funny because you look at the last year, you always look at the season, you're like, all right, this is the talent I see, this is who's going to take it, and it just never ends up like we think it's going to end up.
In the NL West, it could in the NL West, who's gonna surprise? It's kind of a weird question, but who do you think is gonna be a surprise team in the NL West?
In the NL West, I think the rivalry between the Dodgers, Giants, Padres could kind of play out pretty competitively throughout the season. I think you'll see the Diamondbacks and Rockies, you know, kind of fall away, and I think it could be a battle between those three teams just kind of to get to 100 wins first, and it could be really close. So I think it might be surprising that all three of them are pretty solid contenders.
Yeah.
But they all play each other, and so that makes it difficult for them to kind of compete as far as the records go. So yeah,
Yeah,
I'm
I
feeling
have.
Padres. I'm feeling they could kind of stay in there this year.
Yeah, they could. I mean, any team. That's what I like about baseball. You know, basketball and football, if you're playing a really good team against a really bad team, it's almost like 100% likely for the better team to win. The Orioles have played, the Dodgers, and the Dodgers got crushed or some. It could
Right.
ha anything could happen. I really
I
that's why
love
I
That's why I
like.
love baseball. It really
Yep.
can. Depends on the pitching, depends on all these things, you know, that you don't know beforehand, and you never know what can happen, which is exciting.
Yeah, I think it's awesome. Is there a team that stands out to you that could surprise just MLB out there?
I think the Blue Jays could contend. I think they have a Ryu, who used to be on the Dodgers, and a couple other pitchers who I think they still have Stripling. They've got some good talent, so it'll be interesting to see if they contend this year.
Yeah. I think the Cubs, I have them being 86 and 76. That's not much of a big surprise team. But, I mean, even like professional writers are saying that the Cubs could be a solid team this year. And I think the only reason it is because they have, like, an above-average player at every position. They don't have, oh, my God, they don't have, like, one really, really good player. And they don't have one really, really bad player. They just all – every single position is decent. You know, and, like, you know, most teams have, like, four or five really good players, and the rest are, you know, not very good. So that's the only reason I think the Cubs will surprise them. I think that's why.
For sure. Slow and steady, you know.
Yeah. Is there anything else you'd like to talk about before we end this podcast?
No, I'm just excited for baseball this year.
Yeah.
Hopefully we're going to get a good season. I'm excited they expanded the postseason for this year, right?
Yeah, by two teams, yep.
So I'm curious to see how that will look and play out, so I'm just excited.
Oh, and I forgot, MLB The Show 22 came out, so I'm pretty excited about that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So is my 5-year-old, so.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, and I do like the designated hitter this year, so I think that it's an even playing field. I never really liked that it was different in, you know, for different teams. I didn't really think that was fair, and so I like that that's going to be across the board this year. Although I'm going to really miss pitchers hitting. I mean, that's one of my favorites is when Kershaw would hit. Ryu, who's the pitcher on the Blue Jays, he hit a home run once for the Dodgers, and it was just one of the greatest games I've ever watched. So I just love stuff like that. So I'm disappointed, but I think it'll be good overall to have the DH.
So you're a fan of the DH, are you a fan of the extra inning rule?
What's the extra inning rule? I don't know if I caught that one.
There's a guy on second base now.
Oh, they are keeping that.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Do you like that or?
No, I don't love that. I get that it protects the pitchers, but I don't love that.
Yeah.
What about you?
I think I only like it just because it's fast paced and just cooler. But yeah, like, I mean, I don't know. I don't mind at all, whatever they do.
Yeah.
Well,
see how it goes.
Yeah. Well, thank you for doing this podcast with me, Julianne.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate it. Thank you for listening to MLB from CDA Baseball, and hopefully we'll see you next time.
See ya.
Bye.